This is the House Committee on Advancing E-Government, Tuesday, April 10th, 2001, 3:30 p.m., Hearing Room E.
Called to order the House Committee on Advancing E-Government. It's open work session, House Bill 2212.
Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2212.
President Thatcher's moved the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on House Bill 2212. And any objections? Hearing seen none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote by which we passed House Bill 2212 with a due pass as amended recommendation to consent calendar.
Representative Thatcher moves we reconsider the vote by which we pass House Bill 2212 with a due pass as amended recommendation to the consent calendar. Any objections?
Let me review my notes, okay? No, I'm fine.
Colleagues, we need to remove the dash fives which we adopted and then adopt the dash sixes. We neglected two other already agreed upon amendments that nobody had any problems with. We just forgot to adopt them the last time, and the dash sixes will encompass everything we need to do the bill.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash.
We need to rescind the dash five.
Mr. Chair, I move to rescind the dash five amendments to House Bill 2212.
Representative Patrick moves to rescind the dash five amendments to House Bill 2212. Discussion?
Fine with me.
Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move the dash six amendments to House Bill 2212.
Representative Patrick moves the dash six amendments to House Bill 2212. Discussion?
So this is only telephone numbers of parties.
This is the Department of Justice amendment. Mm-hmm. There's some other amendments in the quarterly stuff. We've all agreed upon.
Okay.
By all parties.
Happy.
Any further discussion? Hearing seen none. So ordered.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 2212 with the dash six amendments, or 2212 as amended, with the dash six amendments to have a clear record to the floor, or to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Patridge moves House Bill 2212 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation, clarifying it is the dash six amendments. Is there any discussion?
Consent agenda?
Well, we have to pass it first.
just checking if everybody's happy with it.
Any further discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing seen none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd move House Bill 2212 as amended to the consent calendar and request it be placed on the consent calendar.
Representative Patrick moves House Bill 2212 as amended be placed on the consent calendar. Discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing seen none, so ordered. Open up a work session on House Bill 2112. Mark, do you want to explain?
Certainly. Chair Hill, members of the committee, House Bill 2112 is UIDA, and if you remember, we were going to make recommendations to Judiciary, who houses the bill, and we had three sets of amendments made up, the dash threes, fours, and fives. The dash threes encompass DOJ's recommendation to make reference to the federal e-sign provisions for consumers, and the dash fours are the state bar's recommendations to incorporate within the body of UIDA, or I'm sorry, outside of UIDA in section 24, the consumer provisions in their entirety, and then the dash fives do not have any of the consumer provisions in them, and so we're going to consider those at this time, if it pleases the chair. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Colleagues?
Is Pete Shepard here? No.
Jim, you're the only, you were in the room.
Bob's here from the bar, but.
Bob? Are you following this? Okay. The state bar, the dash fours of the state bars recommended that spell out consumer recommendations. The dash threes of DOJ's, which make reference to them, and the dash fives do not make reference to the consumer provisions of the federal law.
Mr. Chair, for the record, Jim Craven, American Electronics Association. I guess I sort of thought our lawyer friends would be with us here today to adjudicate this for us.
I always have two of them here with me.
That's true. I don't know for sure, and maybe Mark knows, whether the dash fours have been blessed by the State Bar Working Group. It's the first time I've seen them, and I know this wasn't intended. As you recall, the debate was, do you reference the public law, or do you spell out the consumer protections here in the bill? I thought we were going to sort of ask Mr. Chamoff and counsel to give us his best call on how he'd like to do it. I wasn't a party of those conversations, so...
All of these fit within his...
Well, he's okay with all three.
I mean, they're different policy. I mean,
okay. Counsel didn't want to...
statute, or we can make reference to it. His concern was the way that Marty suggested to reference the federal law in terms of it. So these provisions meet with his approval. So, I mean, the question is... DOJ or State Bar?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, I understood in conversations...
They both do the same thing.
Right. I understood in conversations after the hearing last week that part of the concern of the State Bar Group was not just sort of mechanical thing, do you reference the law or do you put it in the bill, that there was a narrowing that the Section 101 of the E-Sign Act had some extraneous material which wasn't the consumer protection material, and that if that was the concern of the AG to specifically reference the consumer protection provisions of the federal bill, then let's take that language and put it in this bill. Keep looking behind for help. So I don't know if this is the exact language as they have blessed. Do we know if
yes,
this is the official amendments from the bar?
There's a specific group within the State Bar, the OEI, I believe is the name of it, that made these recommendations. And the State Bar did put its blessing on the dash fours, and those are the ones they support.
So, Mr. Chair, that they have actually seen this language, and I'm sorry, I haven't had that conversation. So.
Yes.
I mean, that would be our recommendation, I think, who's following the leadership of the State Bar, but it's not a end of the world kind of thing for us. But.
Representative Patridge?
Mr. Chair, I'm inclined to follow the State Bar's recommendation in regard to this
particular
piece. It provides a broader interest group of practitioners in regards to the consumer protection piece. So, Mr. Chair, at this point in time, then I'd move the dash four amendments to House Bill 2112.
Representative Patridge moves the dash four amendments to House Bill 2112. Colleagues, remember these are making recommendations to our colleagues on the Judiciary Committee, which holds the bill. We don't physically hold the bill. We are borrowing this bill.
I agree with those recommendations, and I'm happy to support the dash four amendment.
Okay. Any further discussion? Is there any objection to adoption of the dash fours? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered.
Are you on Judiciary?
Mm-hmm.
I'd just like Representative Lode to deliver the message that I think that it's easier if one committee deals with these at a time. My preference would have been that they just let us deal with those. It kind of puts us in an awkward situation to have the hearings and then for you guys to rehear what happened.
I'm assuming that
if you would deliver
a recommendation.
If you would deliver that
I'm
message.
I'm more than happy to come back that for you.
Chair. I will deliver that message to the chair. But
yeah. Actually, most lawyers, not being multi-talented as you are in the area of both the law and electronic, they probably wanted your blessing over this.
We have more lawyers on this committee per capita than they do, so. I think it's kind of an interesting quandary that it puts us in. But
I think it's fun that I get to vote on this thing twice.
Okay. We can have a motion to recommend that the Judiciary Committee adopt the dash or send it to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
So moved.
Any discussion? And seeing none, any objections? So ordered. open a work session on House Bill 3374. Mark, let's see what we're looking at.
Certainly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 3374. We have amendments dash the dash ones, which do two things. First of all, clarify and define the word rule as it pertains to public bodies setting policy for the adoption or to allow receipt of electronic communications. Number two is that it clarifies the authority of public bodies. It does not include requiring only electronic transactions to take place. So those are the two elements of the dash ones.
Mr. Chair, I think this clarifies what the people who came before us wanted to do, so I'd move the dash one amendments to House Bill 3374.
Representative Patridge moves the dash one amendments to House Bill 3374. Discussion. Concur with the gentleman from Yamhill County. He's at another hearing right now. Came back and he said that he agreed with the dash one. Any further discussion? Is there any objection? Hearing seeing none, so ordered.
Motion. Mr. Chair, I move the House Bill 3374 to the House, or as amended to the House, with a due pass recommendation.
President Patridge moves House Bill 3374 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, as amended to, with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Nope.
Is there any objection? Hearing seeing none, so ordered. Do you want to talk about this one? Or?
You're going to open the work session?
We just did that.
Oh.
It's on the floor now.
Do we want to talk about this one or not on the floor?
That's the limit of the question.
I don't care. Mr. Chair, I'd move House Bill 3370. I'd request that House Bill 3374, as amended, be placed on the consent calendar. You want to put it?
You can think.
You want to talk about it?
I think it might be better to.
Then I'll withdraw my motion, Mr. Chair.
Anyone would like to talk about it?
You can. I will. It doesn't matter.
Representative Patrick's prepared it all. Okay. Let's open a work session on House Bill 2937.
Mr. Chair, I move the adoption of the dash two amendments to 2937.
Representative Lowe moves the dash two amendments to House Bill 2937. Do you want to explain more? We just motion there.
Certainly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 2937. Incorporates the dash two, would incorporate the dash twos if amended, which prohibit the Travel Information Council from advertising on the Department of Transportation's website, but at the same time allows ODOT to create a link on its webpage to UTIC's home webpage.
Why are we prohibiting this, Mr. Chair? Why?
I was the one who brought up the concerns regarding just having direct advertising on ODOT web pages. I thought that that wasn't the best government purpose, but to have a link as travel information, I think, is an appropriate piece. I think it does what they intended to do originally anyway, but I just think it just clarifies a little bit. So I don't end up with, when I log onto the ODOT camera or something, to see how what the traffic looks like. It's sponsored by Les Schwab, yeah. Buy studded tires, sponsored by Les Schwab or something.
I like that. This is a great bill.
Okay, any further discussion? Is there any objection to the dash twos? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered.
Chair, I move that we send 2937 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Lowe moves House Bill 2937 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Is there any objection? Hearing and seeing none, so what?
Consent. Do you want to put it on the consent? Works for me.
Representative Lowe moves House Bill 2937 be added to the consent calendar. Discussion? Any objection? Hearing seen, none, so ordered. Let's open a public hearing on House Bill 3160 and House Bill 2488. Mark, do you want to explain what these two bills attempt to do?
Certainly. Mr. Chair, members of the committee, these two bills essentially do accomplish the same thing by providing ECDD to establish electronic commerce zones located throughout the state, which would offer preference tax treatment to cities, counties, or business firms applying for certification. Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Here's my comment.
What kind of favorable treatment?
Okay. Who's, sorry, come on up.
Thank you. I'm former representative of District 4 on the Oregon coast, Terry Thompson. And I'm here today to testify for you, strictly representing myself as a citizen, but also as a person who is closely involved with undersea cables and electronic commerce and development of electronic commerce in the state. Through conversations with people inside of the electronics industry, they've told me that I was free to express the support for creating these kinds of zones, particularly in areas of the state where there is poverty or any kind of situation that can enhance the livability of that area. So what I'm basically here to do is just tell you I support these bills, this concept, and that I hope within the near future you will hear about an establishment of an area that will be very suitable for electronic zone on the Oregon coast. We're looking at probably 3 months from now.
Great. Any questions?
Thank you.
Patrick, you want to
come up? Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Members of the committee, I'm Patrick Allen with the Oregon Economic and Community Development Department. Just a few very brief comments about that pertain to both 3160 and 2488. As drafted, these bills differ significantly from our existing enterprise zone program in that they put us in the position of directly administering all aspects of the program, from zone creation through continuous monitoring of the zones for continued compliance with the requirements of there being a zone, and all of the certification process and pre-certification for individual firms trying to obtain the benefits of the zone. The fiscal impact as a result ends up being pretty substantial. Similarly drafted bill on the Senate side, Senate Bill 229, on that side has been amended to provide a different administrative structure where this becomes a local option add-on to the existing program, so it's administered in all of the same ways that our existing program is, and that effectively reduces the administrative or the fiscal impact, but not the revenue impact, to zero. And we would suggest that might be an advisable step here. That way you get the three different bills with different packages of incentives all operating the same way from an administrative standpoint, and then the discussion can simply deal with the actual incentive. For your information, on the Senate side, that Senate Bill 229 is up at Senate Revenue on Thursday. That bill provides as an incentive local property tax rebates forgiveness, as with the existing program, and a 25% investment tax credit. Legislative revenue has attached a revenue impact of $3 million on that bill as that's drafted. And we'll know more Thursday morning on how that bill will come up. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Any
questions?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. What I'd like to do is I'd like to move 3160 and go into work session and ask that it be referred to revenue to move it on the process, and we'll just keep 2488 here in committee. So if you want me to close the public hearings on House Bill 3160 and House Bill 2488, so for the work session on House Bill 3160.
Mr. Chair, I move House Bill 3160 to the Revenue Committee.
Representative Patrick moves that House Bill 3160 be referred to the Committee on School Funding and Tax Fairness.
Fairness.
We can do it with or without recommendation.
This is true.
Okay. Without recommendation, we'll just move it over, down over there. Any discussion? Okay. Is there any objection? Hearing seen and so ordered. Okay. Let's open a public hearing on House Bill 3159. Mark, do you want to explain what we're looking at?
Certainly, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. House Bill 3159 requires the Oregon Economic Community Development Commission to encourage infrastructure projects that benefit internet-based entities and employees. Mr. Chair?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, Pat Allen with the Economic and Community Development Department. Just briefly, with respect to this bill, this is a recommendation that flows directly from the work of the Internet Commission, recommending that a state entity be charged with concern about this issue. What I've passed around to you is you've previously heard House Bill 2470 dealing with a Science and Technology Council. We've recommended some wording that we understand is now in the pipeline. Doing something similar to this bill in terms of adding some of that intent to the basic charge of the Economic Development Commission, Economic and Community Development Commission. And what I've provided to you is basically if both those bills pass, what would be the result of the charge to the commission, the items A through H that the commission would be charged with being responsible for, thinking about, and being concerned with as it sets policy. And really that's just for your information to show what the full package would look like. I'd be happy to answer any questions you might have.
Just trying to get my bearings. Okay, so recommendation?
We have basically the commission does what the legislature and the governor charged it with doing, and nothing about these proposed charges raises any concerns or problems.
Is there any on our huge fiscal or anything?
There's no fiscal impact associated with 3159.
I don't want to slow the process down, but I know this is always a big issue at the local level on community development pieces, you know, versus encouraging outside entities in as well as assisting existing entities that are already on the ground. So it doesn't matter to me either way. I think you can do it regardless of
this is
that.
Relocate to or remain. So it's sort of be that both.
Which is consistent with sort of the basic four fundamental directions elsewhere in 285 that guide us.
Do you want a clearer delineation there, in terms of so we don't get a dichotomy of it, only go out and help people to come in, but help existing businesses stay and become more profitable?
We would certainly take this, Mr. Chairman, Representative Patridge, as an additional layer of focus, additional facet of focus that e-commerce-related infrastructure is something that we specifically need to pay attention to, but that's in the broader context of paying attention to existing Oregon businesses and the other elements of our new directions focus.
Oh, this is a lot of extra language. Well, these are the other ones. We still have 20% in state, right? Okay. The other goal we haven't seen.
So if you'll stick with this one, we can merge the two 24/7 minutes.
What do you want to do?
Is
there anyone else who would like to testify on House Bill 3159? Hearing and seeing none, we will close the public hearing on House Bill 3159 and open a work session on House Bill 3159.
I'm fine.
I'm fine with it too.
Representative Lowe moves House Bill 3159 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Is there any objection? Okay, seeing none, so ordered. I think we'll talk about this one. I'll carry this one. And with that, colleagues, we are a very efficient committee.
Whoa.
We clear minds to things, we get things done. With no further business for the committee, we are adjourned.
Here, Mr. Chairman.
Are we off?